Which actors are most likely to ruin the set with their bad attitudes and poor behavior? I have a list of 10. It is not the entire list, but it says 10 actors who were hated by the rest of the cast. That's really strong. Wow. If you are hated by the rest of the cast.
I feel like people like, you know, the strong method actors might ruin it sometimes, like Daniel Day-Lewis, like great actor, but hard to deal with because they never leave character.
There's definitely a couple in that category. We'll start with number one.
Jeremy Strong.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto is
on
the list.
He's the worst.
From Suicide Squad. He wanted the rest of the cast to be freaked out by his portrayal of the Joker, so he sent them gifts like used condoms, bullets, and dead animals.
No.
Yeah, I remember hearing those stories. I think Margot Robbie told a story about getting a rat or something like that.
That is, that's stupid.
That's not okay.
It's really dumb. It's really
dumb. It's really dumb.
Because you're trying to be spooky doesn't mean you get to, like, send people garbage.
And if you're going to do that, you better end up being the best Joker, not the worst Joker.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, his Joker was awful. That's what, terrible. I mean, it's part of the reason why they basically remade that movie. With everybody different.
But him.
Yeah, I mean, except Margot Robbie. They is the only one that they brought over. But it was like, nope, you suck.
Now, what if you mentioned Jeremy Strong?
Yeah.
He was on Succession.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that played Logan Roy, very talented actor with a long tenure, apparently hated Jeremy Strong because of his method acting.
What is his name? The one?
Logan Roy. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
I can't. It's driving me crazy, too. All right, so other method actors.
Brian Cox is Logan
Roy. Thank you.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale is there. Yeah. You bet he is. Specifically for the film American Psycho. He was every bit as intense when the cameras stopped rolling as when they were on. And that rubbed people the wrong way.
Oh,
obviously,
good for you.
He got much nicer later in his career after The Dark Knight when he had that blow up. I don't remember what movie that was on, but he was yelling at a guy who worked on the lighting rig for a long, long time. Did he yell at him?
I feel like they were making, wasn't he in like a POW movie of some sort or
Rescue Dawn? Might have been Rescue
Maybe
Dawn.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
That's, by the way, a great movie.
I don't remember, but yeah, I do remember. Lost his S about people walking into his shot.
We mentioned Jared Leto, Christian Bale. Number one was a biopic done by a comedic actor who also was a very good dramatic actor.
Dewey Cox?
No.
Robin Williams?
Dewey Cox.
Not a fictional biopic, an actual real biopic.
I'll bet it was Jim Carrey.
It was Jim Carrey.
I love him.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. He stayed in character as comedian Andy Kaufman the entire time. I've heard Kaufman. Alienating pretty much everyone on the set.
I think there was a documentary about that where it was called like Me and Andy or something.
Yeah,
and they talked to him about how he got so deep into it that he thought the spirit of Andy Kaufman was inside of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's silly.
That's a little spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would also act because he also portrayed Tony Clifford in the film, who everybody thought was possibly a character played by Andy Kaufman. Oh, but they hated him.
That sucks. I love Jim Carrey so much.
You want to talk the ultimate example of being a method actor and pissing everyone off? Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah. He seems like a pain in the butt.
Ever see the World War II tank movie Fury?
No.
Yes.
I did not.
It was
pretty
good.
Pretty good movie. Pretty good World War II movie.
Yeah.
Came out in 2014. He went full method, intentionally cutting his face rather than letting makeup do it. Had an actual tooth pulled and refused to shower for the entire shooting of the movie, which a lot of it took place in a tank.
And movies take a long time to shoot. Am I right?
Typically.
They don't just do that in an afternoon.
I understand wanting to look the right amount of haggard and stuff, but that there's makeup and, you're an actor. Can't you just act and then stop acting?
Yeah.
Like, do you have to live it? You have to immerse yourself?
What other career?
Because otherwise you can't, like, pretend you're in a tank.
What other careers do people immerse themselves in it so much that they become what they do? Like, you don't see a welder walking around with a torch all the time going, well, just staying in character.
Heavy marijuana. Heavy marijuana users.
Okay, not much of a career, but
no, but they live the lifestyle.
They're committed to the lifestyle.
Yeah, you can tell.
Nurses, but I think that's just because, like, if you get hurt or if you're sick, they're always who you call.
Yeah.
You know, like, they can't really help it. Like, right. They're that friend or that family member where it's like, oh, call them. You're hurt.
But no,
but unfortunately, they're always the least concerned.
Yeah, I mean, they don't actually care.
They have a lot of, I've seen worse energy.
Yeah. You'll be fine. Oh, no, don't tell me that. Just help me.
That's a good one. I think that one's pretty close, though, because you kind of are a nurse everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one at least makes sense, as opposed to being Andy Kaufman everywhere.
Yeah, you don't
or a gross
do
World
that.
War II tank operator. This one kind of tanked his career to a degree. It was sort of the beginning of the end of him being a really big bankable star. He still does stuff and people still like him. But for a while, his movies were hits. And then when The Cat in the Hat came out, people didn't like him. The movie tanked, but Mike Myers, as The Cat in the Hat, on set, was controlling, humorless, and prone to near daily tantrums.
Really?
What? Which seems very un-Mike Myers-like.
Yeah.
Particularly the tantrum parts. Well, all of it, actually.
I don't know. If I had to walk around set looking like that all day, I think I might throw some tantrums.
Right.
I think I'd regret accepting that role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one I had never heard before. Wesley Snipes in the Blade trilogy.
Okay.
When they got to Blade Trinity, his character, I didn't see these movies, but his character was apparently being sidelined in favor of franchise newcomers, Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel. So that made him very miserable on the set. Up to and including, allegedly, he would not keep his eyes open in a specific scene because he was arguing with the director about the role of his character in the film. He would not keep his eyes open after reshooting the scene multiple times, so finally the director yelled, "Cut! Wrap!" And they added his eyes with CGI.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'd love to go back and look at that now and see how bad it looks.
Because it has to be out there, right? Yeah. If it's real.
Yeah. But
Richard Pryor in 1978, the comedian, he was in full-blown addiction at that point.
Mm-hmm.
His addiction and paranoia were making the set toxic, and then he pulled a gun on the director.
That would be a bummer.
Which movie was he working on? Stir Crazy.
It's called Blue Collar.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't even remember that one. Burt Reynolds.
I've heard in his heyday, he was a real pain in the ass.
This is very post-heyday.
Really?
1997.
Oh,
yeah.
Everybody hated him on the set of Boogie Nights, which was kind of funny because Boogie Nights, everybody's like, oh my God, it's like a comeback for Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up winning earned an Oscar nomination for the film, but he needed money, but apparently made it very clear the role, the movie, and everyone in it were beneath him. Now, Boogie Nights was a pretty well-done movie. I mean, it's about porn, but it's a pretty well-done movie.
Yeah, very well done.
Isn't that Paul Thomas Anderson?
I think so.
Mark Wahlberg was very good. Heather Graham.
Mm-hmm.
William H. Macy.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan back in 2013. She seems to have snapped out of it, but she was, for a time, a nightmare on the set.
It was a mess.
The director fired her on multiple occasions and then rehired her at the urging of the studio for the film The Canyons.
Who is this?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. She was a mess for a little while.
She does seem to have fixed it.
Yeah.
And I don't mean this as insulting as it sounds, and her face, right? Like, she'd had some bad plastic surgery, and it seems like
somebody
turned back the clock.
Yeah, somebody in Hollywood found the magic of a decent plastic surgery, because a lot of women who kind of butchered themselves are looking good again. You go,
mm-hmm.
How are you doing that?
Yeah.
All right, this megastar was so antagonistic that one of the female actresses threw punches at him on the filming of this 2000 film. Name the actor in the movie.
He caused his co-star to try to punch him?
Reportedly through punches, yes.
Ashton Kutcher.
Nope.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Mel Gibson.
No, but I would say star-wise, in the ballpark of Gibson and Cruise, different.
DiCaprio.
Never really a leading man.
Oh, no.
Well, not in the traditional, like, handsome, good-looking sense. He's been a leading man.
Clint Eastwood.
Bill?
Clinton.
Murray.
Bill Murray.
He just looks like he'd be a dick.
He was so antagonistic that Lucy Liu threw punches at him.
Oh, that's right.
For
they
her.
Hated
and
each
Charlie's
other.
Angels, huh? And he Charlie's was replaced Angel. In the sequel by Bernie Mac.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, they hated each other.
That's pretty wild. You used to hear stories about morning show people on radio shows getting out of control and turning diva-like behavior.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I worked with one.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And it was insane.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff that he would say on air and then the way he would act off air. I was like, bro, you going to sink this ship. And then he did. And I was like, I jumped off already. You guys sent me a life raft.
And this sounds meaner than I guess I mean it to, but that particular part of his career wasn't near successful enough for that behavior.
No.
Not that it would be justified at any level.
No.
Right?
And if I'm being so honest with y'all, like, I started on this, it was a show in Atlanta, and when I started about 8 months later, everybody was very excited because the show was two former Atlanta, like really cool on-air personalities that came from a very successful morning show that was still in the city. Mm-hmm. So they broke off and did their own thing and then hired me on as an executive producer, which was so cool. But the traction in the beginning was just people out of excitement, right? So as that started to fade, they were kind of like, well, what do we do? And then devastatingly, one of the hosts found out that her 9-month-old had cancer.
Oh,
so then
awful.
People were really tuning in because that was a tearjerker story.
Sure.
She was doing shows from the Ryan Seacrest studio at CHOA, which is the Children's Hospital of Atlanta. So people were tuning in to cheer the show on. And the other co-host or main host was so jealous.
Jealous?
But he wore it well on air because he was so supportive. But off air, you could just tell he was taking the stories that the host who was actually going through it with her daughter should have been telling. And we would tell him, like, hey, that's her story to tell. Like, I don't know that this is your news to break necessarily or your story to tell. But he took that story and ran with it in ways that I was like, this isn't coming off like best friend anymore. This is coming off like jealousy.
Wow.
It was weird. It was so
weird.
And then within like 3 years, you know, they weren't even friends anymore.
It's hard to work with somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
We knew a guy. I don't know the guy. We have friends in common. But we were at a conference one time with a young program director who was being named like one of the top 25 people under 25. And he was programming a rock station, a top 40 station in Tampa. And his morning show host at the time was really well known within the industry and dominating in Tampa. And we're like, so what's he like to work with? And he goes, I like him, but he's not for everybody. And we go, what's an example of not for everybody? Because I was like hearing these diva stories.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, like, here's something that happened this week. He walked by my office in the hallway, and the engineer had put some new monitors on a table in the hallway. And this is back when monitors still were a tube, not a flat screen. Mm-hmm. And not everybody had laptops, desktop era. And he said they were out of the boxes and unpackaged, but they were still brand new, like with the tie wraps around the cord.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked it up and swung it by the cord and threw it down the hallway so it would break, and then laughed and said, somebody will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is...
What the hell?
Yeah, like, what goes through
your
stupid mind?
How do you not get fired for that?
Mind?
Hmm. Or at the very least, how would you ever possibly think that's okay?
Yeah. How do you justify that in your mind? Because you're such a big shot.
I also did like a job shadow with a show. Actually, it's the one that Tommy thinks is better than ours.
Oh, yeah. That could be any of them.
They sent me on like a coffee run with one of the interns or something. And I was like, why am I going on a coffee run when I'm
that's
supposed
weird.
To be job shadowing their executive producer? But whatever. And we go on this coffee run and we came back and I guess they got the main host the wrong size coffee. And he kind of gave it this look and shook it and set it down and wouldn't drink it. And instead insisted that somebody go back and get him the right sized coffee. And Jesus. The other one just sat there. And I'm like, well, why not drink both? Like, why would you just waste that? And it was just like this little look at what you did. thing just so sitting
like
there.
A, so like a small monument to your failure.
Way to get that, Tommy.
And that poor intern, dude.
That's
I was like,
your favorite.
And I'm pretty sure when he, because you could order through the app, when he checked the app, they had ordered correctly. It was on the coffee shop that had messed up.
Yeah.
And he just like, I mean, went off on this intern. I was like, bro, this place is, I could walk there in 10 minutes and be back. Like, it's not that big a deal. Yeah. Intern was back in 20, 30 minutes with his right-sized coffee.
And also, it's just a cup of coffee.
No wonder. Just imagine if that guy was here, because literally every time we order food, something is wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time. It's basically, it's become a joke now. It's like, okay, who didn't get their food this time? Because here, let's cut this one in half, and you're going to have half of this one.
That's we find a way to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys always make me and Maitland split food because you're like, the ladies
typically,
can't get fat.
Yeah.
Like,
hey,
that's right.
Eat like birds, girls.
It's funny because it's true.
Kelly, that's an industry secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how radio is to you gals.
Yeah, we're over here working on our king bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the kind of king that gets gout from too much ham.
Yeah. Yeah.